what you said on the tape the other times?
Yes, my question.
Well, tell us about what your family was like.
What did your father do for a living?
For a living, he was buying and selling, you know, from the Mujikis, you know,
Mujikis.
Used to buy up wheat and oats and so forth, and resell it. And
look at her.
He used to buy stuff from the peasants.
In other words, he was like a broker. He bought grain from several different peasants and sold it for profit.
Yeah, that was a little profit.
Now, what
Ma's
father did too?
He used to go out in Russia and buy horses.
Oh, a horse trader?
Yeah, and bring him in and sell them.
That was Ma's father?
Yeah.
A horse trader, like a car dealer, huh?
Used to go out and buy up maybe a carload of horses.
Yeah.
12 or 14, or two carloads. Way down in Russia, you know, the steps at the end. But the race, horses. Bring him an hour, come out, travel the country, the sun. That's
my grandfather was a horse
trader. And what did you do when you were 13? You told me you went to the city.
I went to the city and started working in a grocery store. I was taking, cleaning up, you know, and sweeping out the store and so forth. For the board.
Mm-hmm.
No money.
Mm-hmm.
After a year I was there, I got 30 rubles for a year in the board.
Were the people nice to you?
Oh, yeah, they were all right.
Were you afraid to leave your family?
No. There wasn't anything to do at home anyway, so this just kept me busy down there.
Yeah. Did you have friends there at the store?
I made friends there when I was there. And I was happy there.
Yeah.
At home, there wasn't anything to do.
Did you ever get to see your mom and dad?
Yeah, I used to come home for the holidays.
Every year?
Every Easter.
Just for the holidays, Dad?
Easter and mostly New Year's. Twice a year, I'll come down to visit. And I'll be a bit shelter when I come in the town, in the colony, being dressed up as a lady.
Like a city boy, a city man, huh?
City slicker.
And I bet your brothers and sisters were happy to see you when you came.
Yeah, everybody was happy.
Did you bring them presents?
Sure. Bring them candy and all this other kind of stuff.
And then what did you do after you worked in the store? When you
kept on working on the stores and
for how long?
To a bigger city.
Until I left for America.
Well, you went to Kiev from Vostokov.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Well, I was in Kiev and I was working in different cities.
How far was Kiev from the colony?
65 miles.
And how did you go?
By train.
By train?
Yeah, by train.
Who were the other families in the colony? I mean, who were they? I know that Uncle Joe's father was the chauffeur.
Yeah.
What about Abe Spivak's family?
His Jewish family, they didn't live in the end.
They didn't live?
When she got married to the Spivak, they moved to Pasco.
But she was from the colony.
She was from the colony, yeah.
Yeah.
She was my cousin.
I know.
Your father's?
Bossy Eagles.
Hello?
No, my name is Bossy, yeah. Not Eagles.
Bossy.
Yeah, how are
you? And then, on this side, Kalman, his name is Kalman.
Yeah, Kalman, I remember, yes. This is Bert Spivak's grandparent.
Yeah.
Paternal.
From this family?
Yes.
They were already in America, they speak us. So they took him over to them, brought him to America, Thomas Spivak. And then he brought over Bassett to Yeah, they raised their family here in a tunnel, Iowa.
Oh, everything okay?
And then the kids got married and separated. Some to Chicago, some in different cities.
Tell me what it was like when you were coming to America.
It was tough. Everybody had the same thing. They sent me to Galveston, Texas.
Were people sick on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was, almost everybody was sick.
Did you have staterooms, or did you sleep in the
big room? No, there was no.
In the big room? Where
double beds, one on top of the other.
Where did you eat? Did you have a different dining room?
There was a dining room on top, sir.
On top of what?
On top of the bedrooms, that we call them.
I see. In other words, you were down a lower level in big rooms, and they were double bunks.
Right.
Hey. Double room.
Yeah.
Where are you registered?
Higby, Shriveman, and Gourmet Grand. My grandmother told me on the boat there was like people got boyfriends and girlfriends and stuff. Was that like that on your
boat? We were a bunch of 7 year olds. We went with it. It's Jacob Schiff's control, you know, with that officer. He's the one that sent us, helped us go there. It cost us $70 a piece to go to America, to Galveston, Texas. He wasn't allowed in New York because they didn't want to take him in New York. There's too many already. So he sent us. So he made arrangements. He should send us to go to the west.
Yeah.
Galveston, Texas.
Southwest,
yeah. And from there, they shipped him all over to the farms, everybody. For me, they shipped me to Tumwa, Iowa, because Iowa, yeah, because they found out that I'm coming to America. Spivak find out that I'm coming to America. So they rolled into Galveston office, and they told them they got a job for me. So they shipped me to Tumwa.
So when you got to Iowa, there was a job available.
Yeah.
Did you know anybody there?
I had my cousin there, that down there, there was a packing house. John Morrell packing house.
John Morrell?
Yeah. And they used to kill about 3,000 hogs a day. And I worked inside the mills. The work was very light for me. I was used to work in Washington. Yeah, they gave me a little hook. Catch the pieces of meat to sort them out. It was nothing to me. On Wednesday, a fellow walks around, sticks in a ticket in my head, and then on Saturday, they bought over a check for me of $10.50. I didn't go on it at all. That means 20 rubles in Russian money. I was wondering why they made a mistake or not. I didn't earn that much. I used to work for $5 a month. They had money.
They gave you $10 for a week.
For a week.
Well, that's all right.
17.5 cents an hour, 10 hours a day. It was $1.75 a day. And you work five and a half days
a week.
Yeah.
So that really must seem like a fortune.
Oh, no, sure. I didn't know what to do with it.
And did you live with your relatives?
I got myself a room, no, two rooms. And they had another fellow with me. So we stayed in two rooms.
So you shared two rooms?
Yeah.
What did you have to pay rent?
Rent? I think to be paid for. It's $5 for the two rooms a month.
All right. Now, tell us where you went from Detroit. You went from Iowa to Detroit, Michigan.
Right.
And what did you do in Detroit?
I was working in a freight house.
Freight?
Yeah, freight. Trucking. In a freight house.
In other words, you were, there was labor, putting boxes and so forth into a truck that was shipped out, huh?
Then I was a packer in the car, in a car, you know, they had so many stations, each one. So somebody sent a certain station, had to put it, marked it down on the wall, and called this station, and then the next station, so forth and so on. And they had six carloads to load up during the day. Go one car to the cross to another car, different stations. That was my, it's called a packing. I was packing.
Yeah. That was harder work, though.
No.
There were small packages?
Small packages. And they're big, they truck us on 2 liters, bring it in.
Oh, they bring it in and by wheels, huh?
And I showed them where they had to put it.
Oh, so it was not hard labor.
No, it wasn't. That was my job in Detroit. And then when I came to Cleveland, I went in and he was a painter.
You started, you worked as a painter, as a house painter?
House painter. Yeah.
Who'd you work for?
All kinds of big companies.
In other words, you went from one job to another, depending upon what was available.
Yeah.
So much an hour. What'd you get an hour?
50 cents an hour.
As a painter.
Yeah.
Let me see how this works.